Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Beis. So we're holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Had Ibayilahu. Avar va'afamai. Someone who violated the Gezeres Chachamim and baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without making an Erev Tavshilin. What's the status of the food? Are you allowed to eat the food on Shabbos, or is there some sort of penalty not to eat the food? Tasha Madigmar says, let's bring a raya. Mishlo neich Erev Tavshilin keitzad u'osa. What should a person do if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin? Makne kim chol acherim acherim rofen lo mevashen lo. He can be makne as kamach to other people, and they'll do his cooking and baking for him. V'i'isa. But if you hold that b'diyah, it would be mutter for him to eat on Shabbos whatever he bakes on Yom Tov, even without an Erev. Listen, Avra v'yafa mutter. Let the Braisa say another way out, that if he violates and bakes, then he's going to be allowed to eat it. So this seems to be a raya that he's not allowed to eat it if he violates the halacha and bakes without an Erev. Rav Adam Bar Mas says, what kind of raya is that? Tana takanta de tera katani, takanta di sura lo katani. We're not looking for a way for him to eat by violating an avera. We're looking for a way for him to eat without having to violate an avera. So that's why we said, let him be makna his flour to other people. But for him to continue to cook and bake without an erev, that would be a blatant violation of an avera. It may work, but it's a blatant violation of an avera. We're not looking for such a solution. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring another raya. Mishe niyachu ruvi tafshilin arezo from vashlat matmim v'mratzalech l'sei ruvo harshus piyado. Someone who did make an erev tafshilin and then cooks and bakes and does everything he needs to do on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and he wants now to eat his erev on Yom Tov after he finished doing all of his cooking and baking, sure, no problem. But if he ate up the Eruv before he did any of the things he needed to do to prepare for Shabbos, Hareza Loyav, Veloyavash, Veloyatmin. He's not allowed to then cook or bake or do Hatmana. Lolo, Velolacherim. Not for himself nor for other people. Veloacherim of Mavashalo, nor can other people do it for him. Aval Mavashalu the Yom Tov, but he can certainly cook for that day for Yom Tov. Vim Hosir, Hosil Shabbos. And if he happens to have leftovers, the leftovers will work for Shabbos. Ublevad shelo ya'arin. As long as he doesn't purposely overcook on Yom Tov so that he'll have leftovers for Shabbos. But ve'im harim, if he does purposely overcook, usher, he's not even allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. The chum were extra strict in order that people shouldn't be lenient with Erev. So don't you see that if a person cooks be'isser without an Erev, he's not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. So the same is true if he never had an Erev, meaning this was a case where he had an Erev and he ate it up. But in the stomach, the same would be true if he never had an Erev. Rav Ashi says, Harama ka amrit. You're trying to bring me a proof from a case of a harama where he's doing a trick. Shiny harama da'achmuru baratfei mezid. It could be that when he's trying to do a harama by sticking extra food in the pot and by baking an extra more than he needs on yontif, the chacham were more strict because he thinks he's going to game the system. We're more strict with someone who thinks he's going to game the system than with someone who just violates an aver b'mezid and cooks without an eruv. And so it could be that someone who cooks without an eruv, he's allowed to eat that food. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says there's another reason to reject this raya. Hamani chananyahi. The Braisa says that he's not allowed to eat the food is assumed like chananya v'alib de beishamai, explaining the sheet of beishamai who's very strict about eruv tavshilin. Titania chananya omer beishamai omer. Chananya understands beishamai to say that it's not enough for to have an eruv tavshilin from one type of food in order to allow all types of melacha to be done. Rather, every type of food is only matir its own type of food. Eino finelim kenerv bepas. Vein mevasun elim kenerv betavshil. Vein tamin elim kenerv yucham tmunin v'erev yom tov. You want to bake? You got to have part of your erev has to be a baked food. You want to cook? Part of your erev has to be a cooked food. You want to do hatmana? Part of your erev has to be hatmana food. Ubeisul ma'ariv betavshil echad v'osul kol tzarkov. And Beisul says, no, one cooked food is enough to do whatever kind of malacha you want to do on yom tov for the sake of Shabbos. So it could be that Beis Shammai, who's machmir in Erev Tavshilin, would say that if you cooked or baked without an Erev Tavshilin, it's also to eat the food. But Beis Hillel, maybe, would be more mekil. So Gemara says maybe we can derive the halacha from a different area of halacha, from a different source. Hama'aser peroso b'Shabbos b'shogeg. A person's not allowed to take trumas and maisos on Shabbos because it looks like he's being mesakein the food. It looks like a tikkun mana of the food on Shabbos. So what if a person did take maaser on his peros on Shabbos b'shogeg? Halacha is yochal. He can eat from those peros. But if he knows that it's aser and he did it b'mezid, lo yochal, then he's not allowed to eat from it, because we penalize him for having violated this Gezeros Chachamim. So it turns out the Chachamim were strict in their Gezeros, and they aser any sort of outcome that comes from an Avera, that comes from violating their Gezeros, even though he's not going to have what to eat on Shabbos, and he'll be Mevatel Zonuk Shabbos. So the same would apply over here, that if a guy cooked without an Eruv on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, granted he may not have other food to eat on Shabbos, not our problem. We're going to penalize him. Gemara says, nah, not a raya. Lo, tzricha, disle peri achrini. Maybe that case is talking about only if you had other food. That's why we're so strict. But maybe in a chanami, if you don't have any other food, we're not going to be so strict. Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, let's bring another raya. Let's say you have a kli that needs to be toveled in a mikveh. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because it looks like you're misaking the kli. Hamat bil kelev b'Shabbos. If a person did it, he brought his kelev to the mikveh on Shabbos. B'shogeg, if he did it b'shogeg, yishtamish behen. He's allowed to use that kli on Shabbos, but b'mezid, lo yishtamish ben. If he did it b'mezid, he may not use that kli on Shabbos because he purposely violated an isra of the Chachamim, so one is not allowed to benefit from the results of his violation. Same would be over here. Person purposely cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Eruv should not be allowed to use that food on Shabbos. Says Gemara, lo tzricha, ti islay mani achrini. No, maybe the only time we're machmir with these kelim is because he has other kelim he could use. Inami afshar b'sheila. Or he could always borrow kelim from somebody else. But the same does not apply with someone cooking food on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So says Gemara Tashma, let's bring another raya. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. Let's say someone cooks on Shabbos. B'shogeg. If he did it b'shogeg yochal, then he's allowed to eat that food after Shabbos. B'mezid, lo yochal. If he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat that food after Shabbos. So you see that if someone b'mezid violates halacha, he's not allowed to eat that food. Says Gemara Yisura d'Shabbos Shaini. No, that's talking about cooking on Shabbos. That's an Isra Skila Minat Torah. You can't compare that to cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Eruv. Beishamei Omrim, then we learned in the Mishnah that Beishamei says Shnei Tavshilin, that an Eruv Tavshilin requires two Tavshilin. Masnis and Dolo Ki Haitana. Our Mishnah is against the following Braisa. Detanya Omrim, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beishamei Beisilel Shnei Tavshilin Shatzarech. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says in the Braisa that even Beisilel agrees you need two cooked foods. Alman Nechleku Al Dagu Beitza Shalav. The only Machlokas is, what if you have a fish with egg on it? So it's like one dish that made out of fish and egg. Beishamei Omrim, Shnei Tavshilin Beisilel Omrim, Tavshil Echad. Beishamei says Beishamei says they're not considered Shnei Tavshilin, they're only considered one Tavshil, and therefore you need an actual second Tavshil. And Beisilel says, no, this is good enough, it counts as two Tavshilin. Beishavin and Beishamei Beisilel also agree, Shem Pirper Beitza, that if one crushes an egg, cooked egg, v'nasal l'toch hadag, and he puts it as filling inside of a fish after it's cooked, o sherisei kaflutos, or he chops up some type of vegetable, v'nasal l'toch hadag, shein shnei tafshilin. That would also be considered two tafshilin. Amar Rava, hilchsa katana didan, aliba de Beis Hillel. We paskin like the Tana of our Mishnah's version of the Beis Hillel, that it's enough to have one tafshil for Erev Tafshilin. Now the Mishnah had also said, achalo asha'avar, hareza lo yivashalav. Once your Erev Tafshilin gets eaten or lost, you can no longer rely on it to cook for Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Naktinan, hischil bi isaso, nechale ruvo gomer. We paskin that if a person began to be involved in his dough, to make the dough, to bake the dough, when the Eruv was around, and then the Eruv got eaten before he finished baking it, gomer, he can finish the baking of the bread even though the Eruv is not around anymore. Because since he started the job when he still had an Eruv, even though now he doesn't have an Eruv, he may continue and finish the job. Okay, Be'ezos Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis.